And I found that just working with clients and talking to a lot of people that I trained over the years, that the weight loss, getting fit, getting leaner, losing body fat was secondary to the way people felt. Mm-hmm. The emotional benefits far outweighed anything that anyone or any of my clients experienced physically. Mm-hmm. You know, and that includes the physical changes in their body, slimmer waistline, tighter abs, leaner arms, more muscle tone throughout their body. But the way they felt, I always was told that I feel good. Mm-hmm. The reason why I keep coming back is because the way I feel.
You're listening to the Addicted to Fitness podcast, brought to you by Elemental Training Tampa. Now, here's your hosts, Nick and Shannon Birch.
Thanks for checking out another episode of the Addicted to Fitness podcast. We always appreciate you listening and really appreciate the comments and feedback we're getting. Please head over to our website, addictedtofitnesspodcast.com, or visit us on Facebook and definitely leave us a review in iTunes, because it's where the magic happens, I feel mm-hmm. like.
Yeah.
So today we have a fun episode for you. We're branching back into the interviews. So
that's right.
We've got an expert for you.
Yes. Yeah. We actually, this person I've been following for a while on social media and happens to be a Tampa resident himself. And actually,
it's a small world.
Exactly. Besides having that in common, he also is a personal trainer that his training system is kind of, is based on, I shouldn't say kind of, is based around boxing. So similar to ETT, that's kind of probably why I was drawn to him. And I've been following him for a while now, probably a couple of years. We're going to let him give you all the background, but I was super excited to talk to this individual, mainly because he has obviously the experience in the boxing arena, I guess.
Literally
and figuratively. So that's always something that interests me. And seeing how people or trainers can incorporate that into their training system is something that I'm always looking for, since Elemental Training Tampa, that's essentially the cornerstone of our training, is the proper striking and or proper striking training, I should say.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it was really great. I was finally able to connect with him, and we sat down and had a great conversation. And one thing that's kind of been a through line that we'll discover and you guys will hear is that obviously exercise, a lot of people I think start exercising mainly, whatever their fitness goals are, maybe their physical kind of goals associated right. with it, but honestly, when you ultimately, if you stick to a exercise program, I think you get the benefits more. There are more mental benefits than physical benefits.
Yeah.
Or both. Maybe they're just kind of one and the same to a certain extent, because obviously your physical self can help change your mental self.
Yes, I think it has a large impact
right,
on it,
so,
for sure. That's safe to say.
And so far through, because we've been doing a little bit more interviews as of late, I've been finding kind of the through line that it's really based a lot. I mean, a lot of trainers or people in different disciplines, they basically talk about how beneficial exercise can be to mental health. And you guys will hear during this interview that we talk about that a lot. You know, you think somebody, you know, who is a former pro boxer going to talk about, you know, all the physical benefits you'll get from this type of workout and everything like that, and just mention muscle gain and everything like that. And obviously we talk about that a little bit, but the main things we get into is about just the mental aspect, the mental benefits of specifically striking training. I know obviously his discipline is boxing, but it's becoming more and more apparent to me that exercise is more up. I think it's both. You know, it's not just about physical benefits. It's about much more than that. It's also about, you know, taking care of your mental self.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And I think while a lot of people do start, like you said, with the physical goals in mind, but it's the mental benefits that once you do start seeing some of the physical effects, it's the mental that really keeps you in the game. And I think for some people, the mental can really drive them more so later on. Yeah. I know we've talked about it before. I think for both of us, it's been a mental kind of healer, and we use it as an outlet a lot. So it makes a lot of sense, and it's great to hear kind of that emerging as this continuous learning through all these interviews. So it'll be interesting to hear more about this. Mm-hmm. And let's dive on in with who is this interview with, Nick.
Yes, of course. Let's, without further ado, please enjoy this interview with Paul Simpson. My guest today is former pro boxer, a personal trainer, and the founder of the Punchology Training System. I'm excited to welcome Paul Simpson to the Addicted to Fitness podcast. How's it going today, Paul?
Good, man. Thanks for having me. Absolutely.
I'm really glad you were able to do this. I've been following you on social media for a while now. And like I know I mentioned this before when we first met, I was like, I feel like we're leading very similar lives.
Right.
You have a great tagline for your business, Punchology, and it says it on your website, Sanity One Punch at a Time. Mm-hmm. How did you develop that? What do you think about, especially like your training system or boxing in general, that really kind of leads, would develop that that motto?
Oh, well, the phrase comes from, it's more of a recovery type phrase, and I kind of took that from recovery programs, and I've found that during working with clients and working with people trying to get fit, there was also mental and psychological aspect that was just unbeknownst to me. It was more correlated with people getting in shape than I ever knew. And the word sanity in relation to fitness came about with understanding that people wanted to get some peace of mind when it came to their health, mm-hmm. and overall wellness, and that's physical health, spiritual health, emotional, mental. So that's where the sanity comes in.
Right. And do you think, because obviously your background, which I want to get into a little bit more, is the boxing mm-hmm. aspect. Do you think that specifically, what do you think about boxing leads to kind of having that more, I use the word a lot, but the holistic, just not just the physical benefits, but the mind-body kind of relationship. What do you think boxing, what about boxing lends to that relationship?
Well, what I found from talking to clients was that what boxing provided was, for them, was something that it never provided for me, because I always did it and thought about it from a competitive standpoint. And, clients were telling me they would get emotional from punching. They would feel relief, stress relief, empowered. So I think boxing or punching in general does just that.
So it provides a lot of that emotional release that, you know, I think a lot of people associate with exercise. I want to talk about, because you brought up some interest about, you just took it from the competitive standpoint, obviously, as a pro boxer. When did your, like, really training in boxing begin? Was it at a young age? When did it all start?
It was like when I was 11 or 12 years old, I got interested. I saw Mike Tyson fight years ago. Mm-hmm. He was like, hey, I can do that.
Yeah.
Found a gym in my local neighborhood and just fell in love with the sport.
Right. And you went up through the amateur ranks and everything like that?
Yeah, I went through the amateur ranks in New York City, through the Golden Gloves program, and turned pro actually here in Florida, in Tampa, in 2000. And in my second pro fight, shortly thereafter, I tore my rotator cuff. So that kind of sidelined me and my fighting career, and I decided to become a trainer. and it was just a natural progression for me to incorporate boxing in with strength training, exercise, core training, and and the rest is history.
Do you think once you became a trainer, after you were out of the competitive aspect, that you almost saw the kind of the more emotional benefits that boxing can provide? Like you said, now that you were out of being a competitor, you can see it from a different angle.
Correct. Yeah. Absolutely. I now view it as more of a therapeutic type exercise and activity that someone can do. And I found that just working with clients and talking to a lot of people that I trained over the years, that the weight loss, getting fit, getting leaner, losing body fat was secondary to the way people felt. The emotional benefits far outweighed anything that anyone or any of my clients experienced physically, you know, and that includes the physical changes in their body, slimmer waistline, tighter abs, you know, leaner arms, more muscle tone throughout their body. But the way they felt, I always was told that I feel good. The reason why I keep coming back is because the way I feel, you know, physically, emotionally, and mentally, you know, it was over 10 years ago, I had a client during boxing actually break down emotionally and broke down into tears. And it was startling to me because I didn't know whether to hug him, give him water. I didn't know what to do. And, you know, I realized that I was on to something. You know, and like I said, it was never like that for me. I would never think about winning when I'm punching. I'm thinking about, you know, hurting somebody.
Yeah.
And winning. My hand raised in victory, but you know, now it's taken on a more meaningful thing for me.
That's I can see that, because I remember when I started, you know, training. I started training kickboxing, so it obviously a different discipline, but a lot of similarities. I did it to kind of, you know, just have a direction. You know, I had no intention of competing. Mm-hmm. That kind of came up later, but it was just like you said, it's very emotionally rewarding.
Right.
You know,
right.
Because I'm sure there are people that get the benefits out of maybe lifting weights at the gym, mm-hmm. and stuff like that, but really the kind of the reciprocal nature of hitting pads or hitting a bag and the fact that you're literally fighting. Even though you're not fighting a person,
absolutely.
You know, it's kind of, it has an extra level to it. That's why I always tell people, it's like, it's like a workout like no other, you know. You can't, it's hard to get it just at the gym by yourself, you know, so.
Right, well, it's interesting because, you know, I would always say, when people would ask me, you know, what is it about boxing, what is it about what you do that's a little different? And for the most part, I mean, I do similar exercises that people can do at the gym or they do with other trainers, you know, most of the women lose, you know, body fat around their hips, around their butt, tighten up their butt, lift their butt, tighten their legs, abs, and stuff like that. I do a lot of stuff like that, but when it comes to the boxing aspect of it, you know, I feel personally that everybody at some point in their day, week, or month wants to punch something or someone. If you're married, it could be your spouse, or you know, or your significant other. If it's your kids, the guy that cut you off at the supermarket. I mean, everyone wants to punch, and it is very therapeutic. And you know, and for individuals that suffer from low self-esteem, it's empowering. You know, it lifts your spirits. It allows you to have that "I can," you know, mindset from engaging in boxing and punching.
Right, and you mentioned somebody earlier, Mike Tyson. Everybody knows that somebody, as we've seen over the years, who probably was lacked a lot of confidence, you know, especially outside of the ring. Obviously, in the confidence in the ring, he was a machine, but outside of the ring, had a lot of insecurities and things like that. But I've seen it, you know, in people, even in like, you know, like you said, it's empowering people. That's why, do you work with any younger kids yet? Have you done any, maybe school-age children?
Yeah, I've worked with some adolescents for sure. And it's interesting. My youngest was 6 when I started with him, and they are literally like sponges when it comes to something, like punching, my first client, it was, a child was 6 years old, and he was a boy, and, they're really active, rambunctious. Mm-hmm. So, when his dad introduced him to me, and then we started, he was like a sponge. He literally took everything I said, and, he loves it. Like, today, he knows all the combinations.
Yeah.
I don't even have to call any punches. He just does his thing, and it's so funny. And his dad happened to be, a fitness professional as well. And it's awesome when his dad videos us and he's just going through all the combinations. Mm-hmm. And I don't even have to say anything. He knows based on cues that I give him. But the kids are, delightful to work with. And right. I do that as well.
And I think that's in a lot of people. And there's obviously a lot of talk and news and current events about problems with bullying and mm-hmm. things like that going on in schools. And I really always, what I firmly believe after being, wrestling and then martial arts and boxing and kickboxing, is that teaching kids that at a young age builds that confidence that you talk. You saw it happens to adults. You imagine the same thing happens with kids. I mean, just offering that confidence of knowing how to throw a punch or, do a takedown in wrestling is something that can just build confidence that can help kind of almost, not safeguard you, but will help you be more confident if you get bullied in school or things like that. That's why I think those youth programs that are started at boxing gyms or at martial arts gyms are so important. And I always encourage, I'm a young parent myself, just have a 6-month-old at home. Right. So it's like, I'm waiting for her to get into, martial arts and boxing, because I saw what it did to me. And, talking to people like you, I know what it can do for grown adults. I can imagine how much better that could be for children, and that we're always looking for that way to build self-esteem in children. And I think that's a perfect way.
For sure. Absolutely. That's definitely a way to empower and help grow mental strength and self-confidence. And that can cross over to other areas in life. When you have some self-doubt about a particular job or what school you should go to or interviewing for a job, having that confidence to go in and look someone, a potential employer, in the face and say, I have what you need. I can be that employee that can help, be an asset to your business. To develop that at a very young age is of great importance, mm-hmm. For the youth, aside from self-defense,
Right.
So, the confidence aspect and the personal belief in oneself is of great importance, for sure.
No, I agree wholeheartedly, and I'm going to turn it a little bit because, like I said, I've been following you on social media, and luckily your setup is very kind of at your own location is what I like to, very Spartan-esque, very bare bones, kind of like old, I wouldn't say garage style, but kind of similar to that. And I was like, do you think that environment kind of helps elevate the aspect of, you're fighting for your fitness essentially in here? Mm-hmm. Do you do that on purpose, or do you just have that? I don't want to give you any secrets away,
it was kind of by design, but again, I listen to what my clients tell me, mm-hmm. and the privacy of it helps, mm-hmm. And the environment is conducive to creating a sense of strength. You don't have any distractions. I've been told that, there's lifestyles, there's crunch fitness, there's youth fits, anyone can pay $10 a month and join the gym and have the AC, you have, you know, multiple machines and all that, you know, I mean, that's been around for years. You know, when a client comes to train with me, it's just pretty much one-on-one for the most part, unless they bring a friend, or I'm doing a small group. But it's, you know, it's you pretty much for the most part against yourself. You know, I'm just a facilitator to try to bring out what's already present, you know, in a person. And throughout the years, I've observed a fighter personality in every client, you know, and I like to call it a punching personality.
Punching personality.
Everyone has, you know, some people, even with their most aggressive thoughts, don't punch very hard, you know, but for them, it's hard, you know, it's the best they can do, and that's okay, that's really okay. And I just work with what, you know, the client brings me and just try to build off that.
Right. Yeah, it's a great, you know, way to put it, because everybody's going to take the approach to boxing or, you know, combat sports, your type of training you provide, in a different way. But it's being able to be a good trainer like yourself is be able to adapt to everybody's individual styles and give them what they need. Right. And that's what, but that's the beauty of boxing and like the way you have it. I like that the puncher's personality is how you said. Mm-hmm. That's good, because like you said, I mean, nowadays we have it easier than we ever have, but we also have more stress than we ever had. It's one of those things. It's weird to say it that way, but those times when we were worried about getting food every day and things like that, we had a little bit more focus on those types of things. Now we have everything we need, but then we have all those outside stressors that are bringing us down, and people have, like you said, the work or getting cut off in traffic, things like that they need to work out. And that's why difficult things like boxing or, you know, obstacle course racing, things like that. That's what people, I think, are kind of flocking to those things now, because our mindset, we're a little less challenged than we are, you know, for as far as survival is, especially in the United States.
Yeah.
But now we're kind of, we need these outlets like boxing and everything like that. Now that we're talking about boxing, I know people may are not as big as combat sports fans as I am, but I know some people that are listening. I got to ask you, who are your favorite all-time boxers?
My all-time favorite is Joe Louis.
Joe Louis, all right.
Joe Louis. He came up in an era where black people didn't have a lot of rights, and he did a lot for not only the sport, but for, you know, the African American people that were in the country. Especially at that time, we had the war going on, we had Hitler, and, you know, all that stuff going on. So he's like my favorite, just because there's so much history bound into what he did for the sport and for just the American people. Currently, I would probably have to say, Floyd Mayweather.
Really? Yeah.
I would have to say that. And just when you dive into his boxing knowledge and his business sense, you know, for him to have zero endorsements from any company and to make more money than any athlete year after year after year, than LeBron James, than any other, you know, football players, hockey players, golfers, is unheard of.
Yeah.
You just can't do it without endorsements from this company, the sneaker, this video game, and he's done that. You know, I mean, his out of the ring, you know, legal troubles and stuff he's done. You know, I'm no one to judge. But just him as a fighter and what he's done for the sport is incredible.
I agree. Like, obviously, as a technical boxer, I don't know who you can... I mean, he's undefeated for a reason. I mean, so you can't... And as a... I mean, you just watch him against people like Canelo Alvarez, who now is well, maybe taking a break for a little while now, but just what he did with him is just amazing to watch. Yeah. And it's interesting you mention that, because I wanted to ask you in a relation to that was, what do you think of MMA? Because there's some rumors that Floyd is trying to go that way. Maybe, like you said, he's the ultimate businessman, so maybe that's just a business move, but...
Hey, well, I have a ton of respect for, MMA fighters. I know a few personally, and I've worked with, a couple as well, just with boxing. I have so much respect for the sport. It's the thought of me getting on the ground, grappling, wrestling with anybody, like, terrifies me. Yeah. If I'm not on my 2 feet, when it comes to defending myself or fighting, just forget about it.
Yeah.
I'm sooner to run, calling the cops with my cell phone in my hand. I'm not trying to go to the ground for any reason. Mm-hmm. But, it's an art, it's technique, it's physical. It takes conditioning, it takes willpower, nothing but respect for MMA fighters and the sport as well.
Do you enjoy watching it?
Yes, I do. My first MMA experience, it actually wasn't a good one. Some friends took me to a fight down in Hollywood, Florida. I think it was the Hard Rock or something. And all throughout the preliminary bouts, the fights were pretty exciting. And then they kept advertising the main event. Then the main event happens, and it's my first experience with MMA. And I'm watching the fight, and next thing you know, everyone's sitting around, and I hear just cheers. Everyone around me just erupts. And I'm like, I didn't see a punch thrown. Nobody got knocked out, but the guy caught him in an armbar. And at the time, I didn't know what an armbar was. Yeah. It was anticlimactic to me, because I'm just like, why is everybody acting all crazy? And nobody's cheering for what? And it was like, yeah. And I'm like, really? It ended like that? I was disappointed. Yeah. I was just like, oh, okay, I've been hearing about this. This main event match for the last hour, and then when it happens, it ended that way. Right. I was just like, I don't know if I can get into this.
Right, especially if you're not knowledgeable on that part of it, and you see it, you're like, well, I guess that was cool, right?
Yeah, I didn't know what to think. Yeah. I was the only one sitting down.
Right,
the whole arena just erupted, and I'm like, what happened?
Right. No, I know. And there's a lot of people like that, because boxing's been around so long. So there's a lot more, I think, of the population that's familiar with boxing. And then with that, obviously there's much that goes into it, but then it's the mostly on the feet aspect.
Mm-hmm.
So then when you add in the ground, the wrestling, the grappling, and the jiu-jitsu, and everything like that, then it's less and less, and smaller of a population know what happens when they see that on TV. So I can definitely see that happening. But I know, I love hearing people who, former boxer like yourself, but also just a lover of combat sports, appreciate it, and that of the difficulty that it is.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, I wanted you to, we definitely want to give you time to kind of promote Punchology and promote yourself, and because you're a local Tampa resident here, and so if anybody's interested in coming training with you, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
They could go to my website at Punchology.com, Punchology Tampa on Instagram, Punchology on Facebook. I'm building my social media presence. I thought it would be the easiest way to get in contact.
Okay.
For sure.
Excellent. And then honestly, I know I just kind of thought of this, but I would love, maybe one time I could come by your gym or something like that and work mitts with you and stuff
that.
I mean, I don't get to train as much as I used to training other people.
Right.
So I would love to train myself. So I definitely want to stop by and we'll get some pics and stuff like that. Hopefully
they'll be awesome. Man, let's do it. I'd love to have you.
All right, Paul, I really appreciate you joining me. And like I said, I know we can, I'm sure we'll do this again.
Yes.
So the next venture you have or whatever it is, hopefully you'll come back on and we'll talk about it.
Definitely, man. Thanks for having me.
All right, thanks, Paul.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed that interview with Paul Simpson. I want to be honest with you guys, is that I shut down the mics way too early. It's one of those things, all things that we always talk about, we always joke, it's always record, just always record. Yes, so I ended the, kind of entered the interview as you guys heard, and then after that, me and Paul talked for another 10 minutes of really good content that I wish that I was like, I almost told him, like, stopped and like, said, hey, let's go back into the interview.
Put the mics back on. Yeah,
that might have been too awkward. But I'm sure, like I said, Paul is a Tampa resident, so I'm sure we'll have him on again. But a couple of things he mentioned during that interview that we kind of already talked about and before we got into the interview was the benefit, I think, mentally, what this type of training can have, especially boxing and striking, because the amount of stress relief you get, and I hate to just break it down to just physically hitting something. Mm-hmm. It's almost like a physical, I mean, I guess it's almost like it is a physical release of stress.
Absolutely.
You know, so it's just the action of doing that. It's a lot of people, you know, I'm sure there's people out there, they say, oh, I just want to punch something. Well, when you when you're training or when you're exercise, your preferred exercise is actually hitting something. I feel like you can actually transfer. You can actually do that, transfer that stress out of your body. Yeah. So you heard Paul talk about it in the interview about how he's had clients emotionally break down because they've been dealing with stuff, and now they get to release that. And when they're releasing, it's not just always just released in fresh, you know, in I guess.
How hard you're hitting.
Yeah, it could be released in emotional release.
Yeah, which is really common. I mean, I think a lot of people end up kind of the physical triggers that release of the floodgates.
Yeah.
That's pretty, like, that's happened in yoga. That happened in my training, like, every other week.
Yeah, I'm sure, like, as you mentioned, I'm sure it's not just boxing. Because I'm just, that's the but one that I'm most...
That's a really good one, though. Yeah. I mean, when you think about it, it's very... There's almost like a primal sense to it. You know, it's almost instinctual that you hit something and that is a release. Mm-hmm. It's something that we probably learn to do probably too young. I don't know. It comes naturally.
Yeah.
But when you guys, I say this as... people who train in striking of some kind. Mm-hmm. And this would be kind of an interesting future discussion maybe, but to actually hone and focus that and have it be so pointed and so purposeful, it's like you are literally channeling your energy and all of your intention into one fist, one hit, one kick. And that is huge. I mean, emotionally, physically, energetically, you would almost be surprised that more people don't get overly emotional when they have so much building up inside of them.
Yeah.
And they do that.
No, and it's I always say it's the best total body workout, and I mean that physically and mentally, because I think that's why it's just I haven't found anything that's like that. I'm sure it's probably just personal preference. I'm sure people find it in running or yoga or what other exercise disciplines there are. Exactly. It's just maybe, you know, my personal preference, but I believe in it wholeheartedly. And another thing that we talked about when the mics were off that I want to talk about, Paul, is that if you follow him on social media, we'll put all his links in the show notes. He's a big kind of, I would guess, not distributor, it's not the word, big word.
Proponent?
The big proponent, thank you. Big word, what am I talking
about? I don't know where you're going with that. I was like, I'm just going to jump in and give it to you here.
Save me. Obviously, he's a big proponent or promoter of the idea of gratitude.
Yes.
And that was something I wanted to mention to him or ask him about. And he said he actually had experience where he was supporting a friend who was dealing with, I believe, with some addiction issues. So he went to some meetings with them. And apparently a part of the meeting was they always have to share what they're grateful for. I don't know if it was the start of the meeting, but as a portion of the meeting. Mm-hmm. And that now he incorporates that in his training and in his social media promotion. And I thought that's a great, it's an, I don't want to say it's a grateful thing. It's a great thing because that's, I think sometimes we get a little bit distracted by maybe everyday life that we don't take the time to say what we're grateful for or to think about what we're grateful for.
You know? Gratitude is the fastest way to change your mindset. If you find yourself, and please, by all means, try this. Next time you find yourself in a really stressful situation, or maybe you've had a really just crappy day, you just feel like so frustrated, just stop on your commute home or whenever, you know, you can be in the bathroom, who knows. Just find three things that you're truly grateful for. And by the time you reach that third thing, your mind has completely switched over. Mm. I mean, it's like switching over from that fight or flight to that more intentional way of thinking. And you completely change the way you're thinking in almost a heartbeat.
Yeah, and that's something when I saw that on Paul's social media and everything, I know he's a big, essentially what you just mentioned, he's a big believer in that and about the power of gratitude. So I wanted to mention that because it unfortunately didn't record it, but I wanted to mention that. And I also want to mention to you guys, please follow Paul on social media and also Punchology.com. I'm not too proud to promote another trainer, even a boxing trainer, because there's so many people that live in the Tampa Bay area that I'm not going to train everybody in boxing and kickboxing.
I don't think people realize that, like, Tampa Bay is actually there's a lot of former fighters here.
Yeah.
Because it's a big fight town. Yep. I never knew that until we started dating.
Yep. That's absolutely true.
There's so many. I mean, every level too. Right. Amateur through pro. It's all here. So it's a little factoid for anybody looking to visit Tampa Bay. It's a huge fight town.
Yes, that's very true. So check out Punchology.com. Check out Paul. Give him a shout. Let him know you heard about him on the Addicted to Fitness podcast. And also, as we mentioned in the beginning, check out AddictedToFitnessPodcast.com. You can find all of our links on there to all our social channels. And then you can make your way over to iTunes and give us that rating review. That helps us reach more people. And another way to reach more people, just share the podcast with a friend.
Yeah, I've actually been sharing it from iTunes or from Apple Podcasts.
Yes.
I've been sharing it via text message because you can share a podcast that way.
Absolutely.
So I've been doing that with, like, people ask me questions. I'm just like, here's a podcast. Yes. Here's a podcast.
Guys, go. We've had over 100 episodes. Go back, look at the titles and see something maybe that relates to an issue or a topic you and a friend have been discussing. Share it with them.
Boom. Yeah.
Super simple. Also want to point you guys to the hempcoffeeexchange.com. Some great supporters of the ATF podcast. They have awesome products, and you guys can use our exclusive promo code ATF at checkout to get 20% off your order. They also have an awesome portion of their website called the Marketplace, I believe. Or no, excuse me, not the Marketplace. The Exchange, where they actually have some other products that they kind of promote. So you can check that out on their website, hempcoffeeexchange.com.
It's like a little online shop.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that's all we got for them today.
I think so.
All right. This has been another interview episode of the Addicted to Fitness podcast, and we'll check you next time.
Bye.
If you want to learn more about Elemental Training Tampa, check us out on Facebook or go to our website, elementaltampa.com. You can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter under the handle ETTampa. Please rate and review the podcast. Your feedback will help us get better. Thanks.